about cheese. Make your thoughts cheesier. Now add 100% chicken breast fillet, chipotle sauce and a mega cheese melt. And it's giving the new cheesy chicken stack at McDonald's. Did we mention it's cheesy?
Cheese.
Available until the 4th of Jan 2026 from 11 a.m. Price and participation may vary. Subject to availability.
Hello and welcome to a sniffly snack size edition of our show, How Success Happens. I've got a cold, but don't worry. You can't catch it through the microphone. Or maybe you can. I don't know. These things mutate, but I think you're okay. So if you're listening to this on December 21st, the day this episode drops, there's a good chance you're either going to or trying to get out of an airport. It's stressful to travel during holiday season, I've been told, and this week's guest not only embraces the stress, she loves it. Blizzards, she told me, are fun. I'm talking about Christina Kasotis, the CEO of Pittsburgh International Airport. Now, if you didn't know airports had CEOs, you're not alone. I didn't either until we spoke. But what a conversation. Christina is pretty awesome. She is one of only three women running a major airport authority in North America, which is crazy. But air travel is in her blood. Her father is a former Marine fighter pilot who went on to fly for Pan Am. How cool is all of that? No offense to my dad, who I love dearly, but God, your job is lame. Anyway, back to Christina. Her leadership style has transformed Pittsburgh Airport, and she's on a mission to get good people involved in the airport business. So I kicked off our conversation by just wondering if running an airport is as not very easy as it sounds.
Right. It's incredibly complex. And the part that's really interesting to me is most people don't know what airports really do. They don't really know what an airport does versus what an airline does. I think that that is on us as airport leaders to be a little bit more clear. There's a lot of really cool things that you can do at an airport if you want a job, including be a plumber or work in finance. And we're national critical transportation infrastructure. What we do every day really matters. And if you want a job with a lot of purpose and you want to be around a lot of really cool equipment, like, we're a great place to work. It's never the same thing at any day of the week.
Okay, so that's the job. But what makes her so good at it is problem solving in her DNA.
Yeah, that's really, wow, nicely said. I spent a lot of years trying to figure out what I was good at. Yeah, I love getting at the root cause of what happened and how we can do better. And I really believe in this industry. I believe that aviation has made the world in a good way more connected, and it allows us to do more, understand each other better. And airports are really important to that. Airlines certainly are, but they have to land somewhere. They have to take off from somewhere. And that's our job, is to make sure that it's a safe, secure environment for the movement of people and goods. And then there's this huge opportunity for how can we actually make it not suck.
Yeah, I think we can all get behind that. Our time at the airport not sucking. But what else can we do to make it not suck so badly? There's a couple of days before a lot of people are going to be taking off. I asked her, what's your number one advice that you would tell people to make the day of your flight less stressful?
Leave plenty of time to get to the airport. So did you ever see This is Spinal Tap? One of my favorite movies. Okay. So, you know, you remember right at the end when he talks about how the volume goes to 11? Okay. In my mind, airports are portals. They are physical places that people pass through on their way to something really, really important to just them. Everybody's got a story. So they come in at 10. The reason they come in at 10 is because there's a lot of uncertainty that nobody controls, like the weather or an accident on the parkway or a delayed flight inbound because something happened at the originating airport. So lots of things can go wrong that are totally outside of people's control. So you're in a situation where you're putting people into a space and saying, hey, if everything goes right, you're going to be good. But if it doesn't, let's see what happens. Okay. So they come in at 10 and one thing goes wrong, man, they are at 11 so fast. And I think that there's two things that we all need to worry about and think about as airport operators. And that is, how do we help? How do we help? How do we actually come up with this? How do they feel like we got you? Because things happen and people go to funerals or they come home from awful things. Like, we as a team have to give people grace and we've got to be patient, which means we have to be okay. Okay. That's number one, which I care a lot about. For passengers, I would say you kind of have to build in for uncertainty, and that's nobody's incompetence or fault. It's just sometimes things go wrong. And that's what I'd say. Give yourself plenty of time.
Yes, sometimes things just go wrong. So I asked her, how do they plan for that? And of course, they've got a slew of contingency plans for all kinds of disasters, big and small. And one that I caught her off guard that she doesn't have a plan for, but now they're going to put it into place. And one day you're all going to thank me.
Our first job is safety and security. If, without that, if you are not safe and secure as an airport, honestly, nothing else matters. So we earn our right to sort of do the rest of it because we run a safe and secure operation. Part of that means you have to have contingency plans. We've had a pandemic contingency plan before there was COVID. We're required to have those. So we dusted ours off. And when we started hearing about what was happening coming out of China in January and February of 20, we were already looking at our pandemic plan. Yes, we are prepared for everything. That doesn't mean we can seamlessly transition to making it okay, right? But we train for and are prepared for 24/7, 365 things going wrong. Everything from a roof leak to, you know, to a major accident on a roadway system to incidents with aircraft and or natural disasters. I mean, that's our job.
What about a Martian invasion?
Well, we'd have to compare it to something. We probably don't have that particular scenario, but, you know, maybe for fun, I'll throw it into the next exercise. I got to tell you, but along those lines, I remember when we were looking at the pandemic plan, you know, my CHRO is brilliant. She said, you know, in a really big global pandemic, you would want to make sure that you're separating staff. I said, what do you mean? She said, well, you want half the team home and half the team at the office and kind of switching so that you never have like an entire department go down. And I said, oh, come on, that'll never happen. Man, I'm telling you, that's exactly what we did.
Okay, so leaving aside global pandemics and big disasters, what does success mean on a day-to-day basis at the airport?
Success to me is all about impact. I'm really focused on the how. Is what we're doing and how we're doing it going to leave a positive impact and make things better? Are we improving on what we found? And are we making sure that we're documenting and communicating so people understand what we did? I care so much about context. And if I go back to your last question of how do you manage and when things go wrong, we over-communicate. And we over-communicate to lots and lots of stakeholders like elected officials, so that, because you never know who's going to get that phone call, right? I'm in the middle of this. So if we think that there's something that really is the kind of thing that people may get very concerned about or it's hitting the press, we want to make sure that people understand we got this. So I care a lot about impact. I care a lot about context. Success for me is that we make a positive impact and we do a good job and people go home safely every night. I mean, in our construction program that lasted 5 years, that was job one, that construction workers would go home safely at night. Three people died building the terminal in 1992. Three construction workers died building the terminal we sit in today. The new one, I mean, because we're in the old terminal still as a team, but the new terminal, zero. And we manage that safety program because we wanted to make sure that people could go home safely. So to me, it's impact. Success is impact.
So you got to figure that Christina and anyone who works in an airport every day must see some crazy shit. So I asked her if she would share with us something totally bonkers. And of course, she's a CEO. She's a professional. Of course she didn't take the bait. I wish she did. But she did give us a little bit of insights about the kind of day-to-day craziness.
Oh, man. You know, you can't implicate anybody. My job is to make sure we all can still work together. I will say that there are some people who, you know, I'm not talking about first-time flyers. You can understand their naivete or their kind of confusion about how things work. But I am sometimes surprised at people who show up very entitled and expect a lot and expect that we are going to be able to answer questions like, when is this snowstorm going to be over? Do you know what I mean? So I would say that that's always what's surprising to me. Or, you know, I can tell you one of the things that blows my mind is in a lightning storm, you cannot have workers on the ramp, or as some people call it, the tarmac, which we should not be using as a term. But let's go back to the ramp where the plane is parked next to the gate, because you don't want people in a position where they might get hurt. Some people get really cranky about that. And I'm like, we're actually trying to help people who work here. And this is not personal. And again, I'm sorry. I would say that kind of blows my mind. There's a little bit of that. It's just, the stories I would tell to an industry conference, I'm not telling to you.
Fair enough. Okay, so you just went on the record as saying that airports do not control the weather.
No, we don't control the weather, and we don't control the airlines. Just so you know, that's the other one. Here's the other big one that I think is actually, this makes me laugh, is when there are a lot of people who will say to me, you know, we really need a flight to Rome. And I say, yes, that would be fantastic. You know, I know a lot of people who go to Rome. I'm like, great. Do you know 250 who go every day? Because that's what it's going to take, right? So I think sometimes people don't understand how airlines make decisions. And they actually think that the airport should tell the airline what to do. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. No, didn't work that way. Super competitive to get a new flight. Really hard to hold on to them because they can move a plane anytime they want. So yeah, there's some things that like that are just like, wow, good to know. But I think it goes back to people don't really understand what airports do. They don't really get the role. And I'm on a mission to get people to want to work at them and to bring their talent to airports because it's a blast. Like we have guys, and I love a snowstorm. It is a blast to be in a snowplow in a snowstorm clearing a runway. I mean, it's like Tonka trucks on steroids, and you get to do this, right? And it's like if you're an adrenaline junkie, airports are awesome places to work.
I don't know about you, but I'm kind of sold, and that's why I am ending this podcast right now, packing my bags and heading off to Pittsburgh. Hey, that is the end of the snack. I hope if you do have holiday travels in your near future, I hope they go well. I hope you don't get hit with a blizzard. But if you do, at least you know you made Christina's day. All right. Well, thanks for listening. If you haven't, please subscribe, throw us a star rating, leave us a comment. Come on, complain. I don't care. And also subscribe to our newsletter. Man, I'm being pushy. I'm telling you to do this and that, but you know what? Do it anyway. info.entrepreneur.com/HSH. And you will have the chance to answer the big question of the week. What's the big question of the week? You got to subscribe to learn. And I'm going to start reading answers on the show. Hop to it. Hop to your keyboard. Not with your feet, with your fingers. You'll break it if you jump on it. Anyway, you can check out more silliness from me on my Substack. This should be fun. And if you are digging the sweet, sweet sounds of our theme song, check out more sweet, sweet sounds from the band Nika RPM on Bandcamp. All right, happy travels. See you soon.